Hi, I'm Scott Hanselman, and it's Azure Friday. We're here with Manbeen Kohli, and we're talking about the Azure Advisor. And I really like this feature. I'm very excited about this.
Thank you. I'm excited about talking to you about this as well. Mm-hmm. So you can think of Azure Advisor as a best practices recommendation engine that'll guide you to optimal Azure resource configuration and also provide you with tips for reducing your overall Azure cost.
Now, I've seen a couple of advisors before in different individual, you know, Azure things. Like there was an App Service Advisor for a little while, and I think I had a SQL Server Advisor giving me a couple of tips. This seems a lot more integrated than before.
Yes, and I'll cover that in our demo as well when we talk about performance recommendations. So one of the goals of Azure Advisors is to provide you with a consistent, consolidated view of all of your Azure recommendations in a single place, and we've worked on We've worked on achieving that with Azure Advisor.
So it's really integrated. It's meant to look at not one particular product, but the whole of your Azure resources.
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right. So let's take a look at the Azure Advisor dashboard in the Azure portal today. So you can get to the dashboard by going to Browse and typing in Advisor, which will bring up this dashboard for you. You can then pick the subscription and click on Get Recommendations to get the recommendations for your subscription.
Okay. And this is across everything in this subscription. I can also filter by resource group if I want. And
absolutely.
It looks like you've sorted by high. You already have some stuff that's pretty important.
Yes. So for each recommendation, we display the business impact, a short description, the resources that are impacted in it, and the last time we validated the existence of this recommendation. So essentially what Advisor does is it analyzes your resource configuration and usage telemetry to come up with these recommendations, which will help you improve the high availability, security, performance, and optimize the cost of your resources.
And it doesn't look to me like this isn't advertising. You're not trying to sell me stuff. You, like here, you're actually suggesting that I maybe shut down or resize a virtual machine.
Absolutely. So the goal of Azure Advisor is to help you be more successful with Azure by making your system more secure, more performant, more fault tolerant, and also looking for opportunities to help you save cost at the same time. So let's take a look at a cost optimization recommendation, which will help you reduce your virtual machine cost. So here, what we've done is Azure Advisor analyzes your virtual machine usage telemetry and identifies virtual machines where the network and CPU usage is low. So for this particular subscription, for instance, we found two virtual machines with low CPU and network utilization. So if you click on View Usage Patterns, this actually brings up the Azure Monitor Blade.
So you've actually kind of populated the Monitor Blade with all the things that I would need to make me understand why that Azure Advisor engine rule made that recommendation.
Absolutely.
Which is interesting because this is a complicated, the Metrics Explorer here is very complicated and it can be a little intimidating. You've simplified that and also used it as a resource to help me understand my own resources.
Absolutely.
That's great.
So in order to take advantage of this cost optimization opportunity, you can either resize your virtual machine and shut it down. And again, we let you implement the action within the context of the recommendation itself. So without leaving the dashboard blade, you can choose to shut down your VM here itself.
Nice. And then here, like you just showed me that there's a VM basically doing nothing. It looks like it's probably a large. And you're actually telling me in my currency that this could really save me big money.
Absolutely. And the savings that we provide you with are specific to your particular subscription, your contract, and it includes any discounts that you may have received as well.
Okay, so that's not a made-up number. That's a
it is
real,
not a made-up number.
That's a real number.
Absolutely.
So this makes me realize that I want to run this on all of my stuff. I could be saving big money, and I'm a small user of Azure. You know, I've only got, I don't know, 19 or 20 resources. This is pretty important stuff. Now, what is Snooze, though?
So what Snooze lets you do is say if you wanted to revisit this recommendation in a week, in a month, in a little while, or you may want to dismiss it. Say, for instance, if we've surfaced a recommendation that's for your test environment, you can do that through Snooze, and you can pick a Snooze period. And then what that'll do is the recommendation will disappear from your active list of recommendations. So as you see here, we say active, and you can choose to view active or snoozed recommendations. So let me show you a snoozed recommendation quickly. So here we have one snooze recommendation in the high availability category. Mm-hmm. You can still act upon this recommendation if you like, even right. though it's snoozed, but you can also choose to activate it, and that'll take it back to the list of active recommendations.
Nice, yeah, because you know if you're just getting started, you're going to have low CPU, and you want to just say, remind me about this
in a little later. While, yeah.
Interesting. So cost is one thing, and you're checking the cost of everything, VMs, app service, SQL, anything that could potentially save me money.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So let's take a look at a high availability recommendation. So in order to improve the business continuity of your mission critical applications that are running on virtual machines, mm-hmm. we suggest that you group two or more virtual machines into an availability set. Mm-hmm. And here we've identified availability sets that are not present in, we've identified virtual machines that are not present in an availability set. Mm-hmm. And we recommend you either move it into a new availability set or an existing availability set if there is an availability set that you can move your VM into. So again, you can perform the actions within the context of the recommendation itself. Mm-hmm. Say if you wanted to learn more about virtual machine availability, you can click on the Learn More link to learn additional information.
So every recommendation has got a deeper documentation link that's going to tell you more about that.
Absolutely.
And then, of course, within the context of the availability set, we had someone coming on the show to talk about that before, and you can find those videos. It's the idea that these two virtual machines are related, so let's keep them away from each other so that if one goes down, the other one will come down as well.
Yep.
This is important stuff. And I'm noticing also, just kind of a little subtle, but I think it's important for people to understand, you're doing this on both classic virtual machines and Azure Resource Manager stuff.
Yes.
So all of your resources, whether they were made years ago or made today, are
right.
being covered by this.
Yep. So I remember you mentioned SQL DB Advisor.
Yeah.
So that falls under our performance recommendations. This okay. is where we've consolidated the existing recommendation providing services that are available mm-hmm. in Azure. So let's take a look at the SQL DB Advisor recommendations. So on this blade, you can view all of the databases that have SQL DB Advisor recommendations available in mm-hmm. this subscription. And if you wanted to filter based on resource groups, you could do that as well. Mm-hmm. So here are the SQL DB Advisor recommendations that can help enhance and improve the performance of your SQL Azure database.
Yeah, these are really, really powerful. Like, they're very granular.
Absolutely.
It will go and say, this database will perform better if this column had a different index.
Yep, that's exactly this recommendation here. So it can tell you what index to create, how much space it'll need. It'll let you apply the recommendation.
Oh, wow.
And it also lets you automatically apply create index recommendations in the future if you choose to do so.
This is powerful, not just for DevOps people, but also for developers that are working on their stuff at the time. Now, I have remembered in the past where the SQL Database Advisor would email me kind of proactively. Are you looking to have notifications for the Azure Advisor kind of be kind of centralized, so I'll be told that I should do
yes,
that?
So over time, Azure Advisor will get better and better, and we'll be working on such improvements for sure.
Cool. So this engine is getting its recommendations, and you have like a recommendation engine, right? Will it include new recommendations that maybe you haven't thought of?
Absolutely. So we just started our public preview in November of 2016, so it was fairly recently. Mm-hmm. And we are continuing to build new recommendations as we speak and enhance and enrich the product and help our customers be more successful with Azure.
Yeah. It makes me think of, like, if you remember FX Cop, you know, it's like FX Cops for the cloud, a cloud scale.
Right.
Now, what's with the scary exclamation point here?
Well, security recommendations, since it's pivotal for our resources to be secure.
Sure.
So we've integrated with the recommendations that are available in Azure Security Center. You're probably mm-hmm. aware of it.
Yep.
So again, you can view those recommendations through Azure Advisor. The goal is to provide you with a consistent view of all of your recommendations in Azure. Mm-hmm. You can also access Security Center through Azure Advisor if you wish to. Mm-hmm. So if you quickly take a look at a security recommendation, mm-hmm. here we've identified SQL Server instances where auditing and threat detection has not been enabled. Mm-hmm. And you can set up auditing and threat detection for the SQL Server in order to prevent potential security vulnerabilities from being exploited.
Very cool. So what are some other options that that Azure Advisor can give us?
In terms of security?
We had cost, we had performance, we had security, and then there were two more.
High availability.
There we go, high availability.
So in the high availability category, we already discussed the recommendation that shows virtual machines that are not in an availability set. Mm-hmm. But we can take a look at another recommendation as well for sure. So here's a recommendation that identifies virtual machines with standard disks mm-hmm. and recommends moving to premium storage to improve the reliability and performance of virtual machine disks.
Is premium storage is SSDs versus, versus spinning Rust?
Yes, that is correct.
Is this also available via an API? Is this part of the Azure Resource Manager that I could talk to this and maybe write programs on my own that would talk to Azure Advisor?
Again, a feature that we would possibly work on in the future to make the product better and better.
So you said that this is in preview. Do I have this or do I have to opt in?
It is available in public preview today. It's available in the Azure portal. Mm-hmm. You can log into the portal and find it by going to More Services and clicking Advisor.
All right. So we should go and do this right now. Like, you're watching this show on your lunch hour. We should log in. We should do get recommendations. We should see the insights that Azure Advisor can give us about our resources today.
Absolutely.
Very cool. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
We're learning all about how we can make Azure better, faster, stronger, and more secure with Azure Advisor here on Azure Friday.